facing up to mold and damp. Wendy Thomas at NewAir discusses the changes to regulations that social housing providers need to be aware of when addressing mold and damp and looks at different retrofit solutions available for compliance. Condensation and dampness in older homes during the winter months was once considered part and parcel of living in a northern climate. 38% of the UK's housing stock is over 70 years old and suffers from poor insulation levels and even poorer ventilation, which means that dampness remains trapped and can lead to the formation of mold. Mold has been viewed as a cosmetic issue in the past, but we now have a far greater understanding of the impacts of mold on health, including asthma, eye irritation, respiratory problems, skin reactions, headaches and, in extreme circumstances, death. What's changed? In December 2020, 2-year-old Awab Ishok died from prolonged exposure to mold in his home in Rochdale. Such was the strength of feeling that Awab's law has been introduced as part of the Social Housing Regulation Act, which requires social housing landlords by law to fix damp and mold issues with strict deadlines or rehouse tenants in safe accommodation. While the time frames within which landlords will have to act to investigate hazards and make repairs has yet to be decided, the Act will be made enforceable through a more effective complaint process. Ofsted-style inspections by the regulator of social housing have powers to issue unlimited fines to landlords who fail to meet standards. It will also mean emergency repairs can be made where serious risks to tenants are found, with landlords footing the bill. Guidance. As part of this process, the government has realized that suitable guidance is not readily available to landlords. Information on different aspects of damp and mold, be it the health risks, how to treat mold, or how to prevent it forming, can be found, but not all in one easy-to-access place or document. As a result, Understanding and Addressing the Health Risks of Damp and Mold in the Home was published by the government in September 2023, aimed specifically at rented housing providers, social and private sector landlords. It clearly sets out the legal responsibilities and the serious physical and mental health risks that damp and mold pose. It also defeats the culture of blaming the tenant and their lifestyle. After all, if you live in a fourth-floor flat, do you really have a choice about whether to dry clothes indoors or not? The emphasis in the new guidance is on finding long-term solutions. As the guidance states, landlords should identify and tackle the underlying causes of damp and mold, including building deficiencies, inadequate ventilation, and condensation. Simply removing surface mold will not prevent the damp and mold from reappearing. When it comes to ensuring effective ventilation, landlords should check that existing measures in place, such as extractor fans and mechanical ventilation with heat recovery, MVHR, systems, are fully operational and up to the job, and that tenants are informed of how to use them. Bathroom and kitchen extractor fans are generally replaced around every 6 years as part of planned maintenance. With an increase in minimum airflow rates stipulated in the revised Part F of building regulations, you may well need to replace them with more powerful fans, such as a decentralized mechanical extract ventilation, DMEF, fan. These are mostly continuous running mixed flow axial fans suitable for wall, ceiling and window installation. As an example, the NewAir Faith Plus DMEF has been specifically designed and built to achieve the ventilation rate set out in Part F and L building regulations. In a typical three-bedroom house, requiring a 31 litres per second trickle rate, two Faith Plus fans, one in the bathroom and one in the kitchen, will deliver the airflow required. For properties where condensation is a major issue and mold is present, waiting for planned maintenance is no longer an option. An immediate solution is required, which could mean more powerful extractor fans, as mentioned, but may require a different solution in the form of a positive input ventilation, PIV, system. PIV systems eliminate condensation dampness while filtering any harmful outdoor air pollutants. A highly cost-effective solution, they are easily installed in a loft, in under an hour, and provide fresh air to the whole home. They are inexpensive and long-lasting. A mountain to climb. With the English Housing Survey estimating around 904,000 homes in England alone had damp problems in 2021, it's a mountain of a problem that can no longer be ignored. but it's not an insurmountable one. Proven, cost-effective ventilation systems are readily available that can be quickly and easily fitted into existing properties to provide tenants with improved indoor air quality and comfort, and provide landlords with the peace of mind that comes from knowing they are compliant. Wendy Thomas is Residential Product Manager of NewAir.